Are you a warrior warrior? Today we are podcasting from Sedona. As many of you know, we just moved here. And honestly, podcasting from this place is the easiest because you just receive amazing downloads. So myself, Itchel Medicina with Dharma Tea Leaf are together sharing our perspective on worry. Please remember to check out our shop, spiritualjunkie.com, junkie with a Y. Check out our Instagram as well. Give us a follow and share this podcast with anyone you feel may benefit from it. So we're talking about worry because we were talking and I asked you what was on your mind. What did you say?
I said being in more acceptance of the miracle right in front of me.
Yes, that's what you said. So we decided to stop the conversation and just podcast it with you guys because we're like, we should be podcasting this. And yeah, he said that. And I responded with, say it one more time what you said.
I said being in more of an acceptance in the miracle that's right in front of us.
Right. And then I said, I'm having an issue with trusting that we are being supported through the miracle. So we're like, we're having the same experience, but we're dealing with different things. Correct. Accepting the miracle, and mine is being
guided through the miracle.
Supported through the miracle. Because I'm like, yeah, all this is happening, but like, am I going to be supported through this? So that's been like my worry. And so I'm like, everybody worries.
We all do.
And I'm thinking to myself, like, literally on this planet, everybody's worried about at least one thing.
Very true. I feel like we're comfortable with being consistently worrying.
Yeah, you said that earlier too. We are comfortable being consistently worried. And it feels like it's an addiction almost to being worried. So then the question is, how do we stop being addicted to worrying? Do you have like a...
It's an unnatural like instinct almost, it feels like.
It is. And we talked about this yesterday, where I think you said something about survival and...
Oh, yeah, that I believe I came across something that stated that since the beginning of evolution, we've always been in a survival mode. So we've always had something to worry about.
Yeah. And so now, because it's a natural instinct, we're like addicted. Like if we... It's like, I can't think of one person right now that I would talk to and they would be like, yeah, I'm not worried about nothing. Half of the time when they say something like that, they're lying. Because if you get to talk to them and have a conversation with them, all of a sudden you can see what's worrying them.
It's like right all over their face.
Even if it's just one thing. And then there's people that have like 10 things, 20 things, 30 things.
Yeah.
Could you imagine like you're worried about 30 things? How stressful that is,
especially the thoughts that go on in your head about the worrying. It's like consistent overload.
So then is the root of the issue is worrying to stress, because you know they say, you know, Americans have high stress, right? Stress is the biggest killer. But what's the root of stress is worrying
and shaking up your nervous system all the time.
All day. Worrying because it's a survival, fight or flight mode, survival.
I wonder if that's where chronic illnesses come from.
That's literally what I was thinking right now. Literally what I was thinking. I was like, so stress is a number one killer, but the cause of stress is worry. So worry is the root cause of
chronic illness.
Illness.
Yeah.
Because all of that shows up in the body.
Wow.
All right, so the question is, how do we remove this? How do we stop this? How do we deprogram ourselves from worry? I mean, I don't have an answer, but...
That's a tough task because I feel like it's so embedded into...
But is it only tough because we say it's tough? Or does it have to be tough? You know what I mean? Like, things are only hard when we say they are.
It doesn't, but that person has to be willing. Like, on a very deep level within themselves, be willing to...
Okay, so I'm willing. I'm one of those people. I'm willing to want to not be worried about anything. Like, I want to be free from that. I'm one of those people that you're talking about. But before I go on, I want to share this because the first time I did psilocybin, I was camping in Malibu and I was with my mom because my mom is like expert level camper, right? I don't know anything about camping. I would, like, I can only go with her, right? So
she's got the queen size mattresses.
She does. She's got everything. She's got everything. She's, I'm telling you. And so I was journeying for the first time and I felt my mom's worry. And I remember I started to laugh at her. I was like, oh, you're worrying too much. Like, relax. And I heard, like, my spirit guide immediately come through and say, don't make fun of her. She's a warrior. Like, a warrior. She's, and then he said, and you have that in you too. But because of the generations, it will lessen in you and it will lessen in your daughter and it will keep lessening as the generations come.
Wow.
Anyways, it's crazy that I'm even thinking about that. Like, I'm being reminded of that while we're talking about worry.
That's powerful.
Yeah, and I just remember, like, he kind of, like, gave me, like, a little smack in the hand. Like, don't be laughing at your mother for worrying. She carries all of your worries. So the lesson for me was to not make fun of my mom because she is carrying all our worries. And obviously, the load lightens with each generation. But I'm sitting here thinking, like, I don't want to wait. I'm in this generation. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to wait. I can't wait unless I'm reincarnated or something. But other than that, like, I want to let it go now.
I feel like the awareness will actually help speed up that process now because you're aware of it. I don't think you'll have to wait as long as you would have if you weren't.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, I'd like to get rid of this now and wake up with no worries ever again because worry seems to be the true slavery of the mind.
It's a choice at that point once the awareness is already there.
Yeah, but if we are programmed and it's kind of a habit that we've been doing all our lives since we were kids, although we have awareness, wouldn't it take a little bit of time to catch yourself constantly worrying? Because you have awareness now, right? There's going to be a process with that awareness.
It's almost redeveloping, like, new brain waves almost. Because you have to unlearn everything that you had learned.
Yeah. Well, now I'm just like, I don't want to worry. I don't want to worry. Because that's like the root cause of everything, pretty much.
The underlying cause?
Of everything. But in everything we see, we don't ever hear that. It's just always stress is the number one killer. Stress. Stress causes this. Stress causes that. But no one is talking about ever what is causing the damn stress, and that is the worry. And why are we not trying to deprogram ourselves from this worry? Because we don't trust.
The lack of faith.
We don't trust the process. With the more you worry, the more you are disconnected from source, the less you trust the process.
And then that process actually just becomes reality.
Which is, like, annoying because that feels like you're going against the current with everything you do.
A tug of war resistance.
So, anyways, we just wanted to share this with you guys because we were having the conversation and we were like, let's just
podcast it.
Yeah, with you guys and
let us know your thoughts.
Yeah, for sure. Let us know your thoughts. I am just shocked about this whole worry thing. Like, I just feel like there's chains that are, like, you know, around your ankles and your wrist, but they're really around your mind too, obviously. And you're just, the more worried you are, the more you're struggling in life.
And the more you feel disconnected to source.
Yeah, because you don't trust.
Having that faith and trust in the process definitely makes all the difference, but.
So then, do you think that majority of people are disconnected from source because most people are worried?
To a certain extent, yeah. But also feel like it happens kind of in increments. Maybe more often than others. People may not worry all the time. Some happens throughout.
So the more you're worried, the more you're disconnected to source. The less you worry, the closer and more trusting and connected you feel to source.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, anyways, we just wanted to share that with you. We think it's just, you know, crazy, because since I've been here, I've been feeling the worry trying to creep in. And then I think I shared this on a live today. And then the energies here from Sedona make, like, the energies, I feel like they come back and they're like, no. And then my old self keeps trying to come in, or program or habits, whatever, you know, try to come in and scare me again. What if this doesn't happen? What if that doesn't happen? What if this doesn't happen? What if this goes wrong? And then the other part of me from, like, the vortex energy here is like, no, stop it.
It's almost like a kill switch. That's just.
But it feels like the energy here is so strong that it's overpowering the negativity.
I could feel that.
Right? Have you experienced that?
I definitely have. I think I even said it on the live actually earlier that I kind of felt like that doubt, that worry, that fear trying to, like, enter the biosphere, and just the energy of the surroundings just kind of overpowered also.
Like the environment here.
Yeah. And it kind of didn't let it get through close enough to where I was starting to not only think it, but starting to feel it internally.
Like you're aware that there's an energy that's, like, making you very aware that this worry keeps trying to creep in. And then it's like, you see it, but no, we're not going to go there again.
Almost like a door that's not opening.
Like it can't penetrate the bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this energy here is amazing.
Magical.
Well, we'll leave you guys with that. Hopefully you take whatever you need from this conversation, because we were just kind of like, wow, this is what we've been experiencing since we've been here. So,
and let us know also, like, how many worries do you normally have? I mean, if you'd like.
Yeah. And or count them for yourself and be like, exactly. Whoa, I got like 20 worries. You got to be real with yourself. You know what I mean? Some people will try to pretend they only have like 2. I could see it already happening. You're like, oh, 2. And then you talk to them and they're like, oh, there's a worry and there's a worry and there's a worry. So you need to have a serious conversation with yourself.
Self-reflection.
Yeah, because a lot of people will lie to themselves. Oh, I'm not really worried about that. Okay, not being really worried about that still means you're worried. Stop playing yourself. You know what I mean? People will play themselves. Having conversations with themselves, they will still play themselves. They'll gaslight themselves.
Yeah.
So, you guys better keep it real with yourselves.
It's self-integration.
It's basically what we're saying. Keep it real with yourself while you have this conversation. We will do another podcast together.
And when you get real with yourself, you might even realize that, you know what, I actually don't got a lot of damn worries. So there's always, you know, that aspect also.
I could keep going about this, but we're not. Okay, we're done. See you guys on Instagram.